Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome, my Christian and Muslim audience. Why Jesus alone is the most important person you need to know about? You need to know what he said in the gospel, of course, his words recorded by his disciples. And you need to know him. You need to have a relationship with him, which he offers to you. Why he is the most important person? Because Jesus alone qualified as the connecting link between God and the man, between God and you. He can connect you with God, as we talked about and as we will talk about again. The gulf between heaven and earth was bridged by the coming of Jesus Christ. Isn't that awesome news? None but Jesus Christ could give spiritual life and eternal life to all those who believe in him. The union of divinity and humanity in the person of Jesus Christ made it possible for man and God to be united forever. And I explained this fact to you before, and I will explain it again. Why? Because it is one of the most important facts that God wants you to know. Actually, Jesus prayed, "I pray," and I am quoting Jesus' words now, "I pray also for those who will believe in me. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us. I in them and you in me." A marvelous transformation and inheritance, my friend, awaits you when you believe in Jesus Christ. That's why God sent Jesus. God wants to be united to you. He is a loving Heavenly Father. God wants to give you himself. Again, God wants to give you himself and share with you all he has. And he did it. He's offering to do it through Jesus. Well, let me share with you a true story of a wealthy couple. They sat down with a marriage counselor in his office to solve their marital problems. Angrily, the husband said, "I don't understand my wife's problem. I just gave her a diamond ring for our wedding anniversary. I bought a house in her name, and I gave her money to spend on herself every month." After he listed everything he gave her and he's doing for her, the wife replied, "Yes, it is true, Amir. You have given me everything." With tears running from her eyes, she continued, "Everything except yourself. It is my hope and the prayer, my friend, that through these programs, you will see how God has actually given you the ultimate gift of love, himself." This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. We read this in the gospel in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. And Jesus' prayer, you can read it also in the gospel in John chapter 17. My friend, this is what the incarnation of Jesus is all about. That's why Jesus came. the Bible explains in the gospel in Philippians chapter 2, have the same mind as Christ Jesus. God is encouraging us to have the same mind as Christ Jesus. And I am quoting Philippians 2, who being in very nature God, made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. This passage in Philippians reveals truth about the nature and work of Christ. Being in very nature God refers to Christ's divine nature. Christ is united to God in one spirit throughout eternity. When Christ came to earth through the Virgin Mary, he humbly took on an additional nature, a human nature, and appeared in our world as a man. He has two natures, one divine and one human, that were united in one person. The passage continues by saying, Jesus made himself nothing, which does not mean he gave up or surrendered his divine nature. It simply means he voluntarily submitted himself to serve the will of the Father. And he took the very nature of a servant. This passage in Philippians reminds me of a story I read of a noble king whose kingdom was invaded by an evil enemy. The enemy captured many of his people and used them as slaves in a remote land. The king's only son, the prince, agreed with his father's desire that he be sent to this remote place. The prince wore the clothes of a common person, went where his people suffered as slaves, suffered with them, lived with them. Then at the right time, the prince used his power and influence and set his people free from the captivity of the enemy. The son labored and sacrificed for the benefit of his father's kingdom. The son restored the honor of his father and his kingdom. Likewise, my friend, Jesus suffered to set us free from Satan's captivity, and he restored God's kingdom to us. My friend, I invite you right now to put your faith in Jesus Christ. Put your faith in He who is, and believe in what Christ has done for you. Repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you that you are a loving King of Kings, that you are a loving God, that you sent Jesus Christ. God, you came through the person of Jesus Christ to serve me and sacrifice for me and pay the penalty for my sins. God, today I believe that Jesus is my Savior from the consequences of my sin. God, today, Jesus, I invite you to come into my heart. I decide to follow you. I want to know what you said. I want to know your teaching, because I want to be united to God. I want to enjoy God's forgiveness. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. I would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you, and send you some free materials. Rest of my audience, pray with me now that God will fill us with His presence, fill us with His Spirit, and manifest His love through us to everyone we meet, and enable us to communicate Jesus effectively to as many people as possible, including as many Muslims as possible. We need to break now. However, I will be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Welcome back, my Muslim and Christian audience. I love a passage I read today in the Gospel, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you through His poverty might become rich. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though He was rich. My friend, all genuine Christians believe in one God, eternally existing as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one in essence and in will and in nature. Jesus is called the Son of God because He came from God. He is united to God the Father and the Holy Spirit throughout all eternity. Jesus was conceived by the action of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Jesus left heaven and came to earth, entered the poverty of human existence. My friend, Jesus took an additional nature, a human nature with all its weaknesses, except sin. While living on earth, Jesus was despised, rejected by many people. While He lived on earth, Christ's glory remained veiled to most people. He used His divine power only according to the will of God the Father. He did not use His supernatural powers to alleviate His own human suffering or for any personal gain. Jesus appeared in the form of a servant. He came to serve. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, Jesus' suffering and death on the cross paid all your sin debt. When you talk about love that gives, no example is better than Jesus Christ. He is the supreme example of love. I love this verse. For your sake He became poor, so that through His poverty you might become rich. My friend, we deserve God's judgment because of all the sins and wrong things we did, all the mistakes we still do. Nothing you or I could do to gain salvation from eternal punishment. That's why God decided to use grace in His relationship with us. Aren't you glad? You tell me, what's grace? Grace is God's goodness and gift to us, even though we don't deserve it. God desired to forgive you and save you by grace. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ, that He paid the penalty for all your sins, you will receive God's grace and forgiveness. It is unmerited forgiveness to us, because all of us are undeserving sinners. We can never deserve it. Let me read that verse to you again. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though He was rich, For your sake, he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. My friend, the most important words I share with you today, and I shared in all previous programs, and I will share with you, is the word of Jesus, is the word recorded in the gospel, the good news. For your sake, everything God did through Jesus Christ was for your sake. Why? Because God loves you. Can't you believe it? Believe it by faith. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ and open your heart to him, now you can do that. You can receive Jesus as your Savior and decide to follow him. You can do that. This is easier, much more than you think. Jesus will come to live within you. The very life of God will dwell in you. You tell me that's too good to be true. Well, can you take a step of faith and see and experience what God did for your sake? Apostle Paul said in the gospel, Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. Why he was able to do that? Because he experienced the forgiveness of his sins when he put his faith in Jesus. Previously, he persecuted Christians. He killed the Christians. He arrested them. He put them in prison. But in Galatians 2, verse 20, he declared, Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. And Paul himself was persecuted, suffered so much, so much. Read that in the gospel. Because of his faith in Jesus, my friend, you have to acknowledge your sin and poverty and repent. Tell God, I am sorry. I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to live far from you anymore. God, I want to do your will. Help me. I want to be in harmony with you. And go to Jesus in the same time. You can do that now. He will make you rich spiritually. Will forgive all your sins. You will experience that. All your sins. You will receive life in God's presence that will never end. And while living on earth, God's presence in your life will give you peace, much more than you have right now, will give you joy, hope that you need in facing the challenges, problems, and suffering of life, of just living on earth, which we all go through, my precious friend. You may be poor in this world because your lack of education, you are unable to have an important job because you don't have a degree. So what? Remember, our lives on earth is short. When you believe in Jesus, you will be very, very rich in God's presence. Forever, you will reign with Christ. You will have eternal inheritance. After your life on earth ends, Jesus Christ will give you a glorified body. I cannot tell you all the spiritual blessings that God will give you now when you dare to put your faith in Jesus, when you dare to believe in God's grace and God's love for you. You will receive amazing grace and amazing blessings. You will enjoy experiencing God's forgiveness for everything you did wrong. Isn't it that wonderful? Isn't it that awesome news? No wonder the words of God in the Bible is called the gospel, the good news, the most wonderful news you can ever hear. Can you imagine the wonderful peace you will have when God comes to live within you? When you put your faith in Jesus Christ, my friend, please, if God spoke to you today, repeat this prayer after me by faith. Dear God, God, I dare to call you Father because I put my faith in Jesus that he is my Savior. He died and paid the penalty for all my sins. And I know that through my faith in him, I will become your child and you will come to live within me and I will experience the forgiveness of all my sins, of everything I done wrong. God, I dare to believe in Jesus. I dare to believe right now in your grace and in your love. God, I receive your grace. God, I receive receive you in my life. God, I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I want to live close to you. I want to know you. You are my loving heavenly Father. You are my God. You are my Savior. Thank you, God, for loving me. And I know I don't deserve it. But thank you for Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, let me know. I want to congratulate you, send you some free materials. I want to rejoice with you. Hallelujah, you became a child of God. The rest of my audience, pray with me that God will fill us with His Spirit and use our lives to manifest His love and help multitudes of people, including Muslims, to enjoy His love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God, with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.